On the Clezzy, Matt and Kimber catch up, we caught up with Shannon Knoll to chat about his new single.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber hang out so much, they're like family now. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Who I Am is the new single from the forthcoming fifth studio album for the one and only Shannon Knoll. G'day, mate. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, bud. Yeah, good, buddy.
Look, congrats on the single. It's a great song, and the clip is it's beautifully shot. Landscapes, you get your shirt off. There's something for everyone. And, of course, who doesn't like seeing a couple of utes tearing it up?
Yeah, well, mate, I didn't think of it that way, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I've got to say, though, the car, it's got Knowlesy plates, and it's that black beauty. Is it you driving, and is it your car?
Yeah, mate, yeah, no, it's me driving, but it's actually a guy from Deniliquin lent us his ute for the weekend, and when I was down there playing at the Denny Ute Muster, which is the weekend we shot the clip, so yeah, lovely, lovely bloke.
Mate, have you ever met Bryan Adams? Are you a fan of Bryan Adams? Because at times I hear your voice and I think, these guys were like separated at birth.
Yeah, no, I supported Bryan Adams not long after the back of the show, early in the piece, and yeah, hung out with him a bit then, and then while I went over to London to do some songwriting and met up with him over there as well. So, yeah, I've had a bit to do with Bryan over the years.
The single, you say it's a very personal one about not letting anyone make you be something that you're not. You've been in the public eye for a long time now, and I'm guessing you've had plenty of people give you advice, I'm sure with the best possible intentions of telling you what to do and how to do it. But at the end of the day, you got to be yourself, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right, mate. Most of the advice has come from Mum.
Oh, nice.
Still. But yeah, no, exactly. You know, I think, especially with given the career path that I'm on as well. Like, if you don't conduct yourself like a star or an asset, the record label sometimes don't perceive you as one either. So, you know, I think that's why a lot of people get a bit of attitude going on and that sort of thing. But I don't particularly think you need to conduct yourself in that way to connect with the audience or be a success. So I just think you've got to be good at what you're doing. And now I think you get more results with honey than you do vinegar. So yeah.
Yeah,
here.
You know, a lot of people, we talk about Shannon Knoll and you're just a great Australian, everyone knows who you are, but so people I think might typecast you too. So why don't you tell us who's an artist that people might be surprised to know that you listen to quite a bit?
Yeah, I've loved the rock and roll stuff, you know. I grew up, I used to play a lot of Creed and stuff like that in the cover band, you know, and Blink 182 and Green Day and that sort of thing. I like a bit of Eminem as well, sort of thing. So, we're a Nickelback fan when they were cool.
Nickelback.
When was that, Shannon?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a month there.
I don't know.
Hey, the tradies doing my bathroom yesterday had Nickelback's greatest hits cranking.
Now, Shannon, has your arm recovered? I see you had a bit of a fight with a pane of glass that didn't work out. What happened there?
I was staying in a little cabin on the lake sort of thing, and the bedroom was really tiny, and he just sort of fitted the bed in there. So I just got up in the middle of the night and turned around, my elbow hit it. Was that old sort of 3 mil glass that breaks really easy? It's not the safety stuff that you're supposed to have now. So just shattered and broke and in his big slithers and got me.
Because that's a horrible shock in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I think the biggest shock was from a wife, I think.
Yes.
Too big for your hotel room. That's the story you're telling us, Noel.
That's right.
Good on you, mate.
That's it, exactly.
Hey, mate, this is our new studio album. It's number 5, right? Early 2017. Can you believe it's been 13 years by that stage from the debut?
Mate, no, it's been amazing. The last few years in particular have just flown. I've had a few things just change the record labels and moved on from different management companies and that as well. So sort of stoked to be in a really good spot now and have the album signed off on, you know. But looking back, mate, I can only remember 6 months of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty, it's been that hectic, but it's all good, you know.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up. We'll go into the new single now, but we've already played Who I Am, so we'll play it again tomorrow.
Good on you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the chat.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We were just talking a moment ago about Georgia Love, Finding Love, of course, on The Bachelorette last night.
Oh, special, special moment too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. His name is Lee. He'd been chosen. We believe the happy couple are on the line. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, look, we're great. Congratulations. You both looked so relieved to express your love for each other. Have you secretly been seeing each other in Melbourne for the last couple of months of lockdown?
Not so much in Melbourne. We've had a couple of close encounters, which was probably a little bit too close, but we've had a couple of sneaky rendezvous and weekends away, which have been amazing. Big covert operations to do so, which is a bit of fun, but we've most certainly been seeing a bit of each other in between wrapping up and last night.
You didn't fly off to Vegas and get married by any chance?
No.
No.
The rumour is that you two have already gotten married.
We've had a busy week. Apparently we got married, we broke up, we had a kid.
Oh, you've had four. No, you've had four kids, including twins.
We've been busy.
Now, guys, again, my congratulations also. Georgia, we saw your dad and sister flown into Singapore to give you advice, and, of course, we all know what you're going through as a family, and we wish you love and strength with that. But in terms of your dad and sister giving you advice, let's be honest, they were bloody hopeless.
Don't you worry about that. I know very well, and they know too. They've had a word.
Have they? Because you made it very clear that you go to your family for big decisions, and so I was expecting, you know, the great wisdom, the wisdom of Confucius, but it was just more confused, really.
my sister and I have had many conversations that have included those looks to each other in the past. So I'm just glad I was able to share our sisterly love with the rest of the
country. Those darting looks. Georgia, I've got to say, I haven't seen every series of this around the planet, but of all the history that I've seen of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I thought the way you were with Lee in the past week or so, I thought it was almost impossible to hide that, the way you looked and the way you kissed, right? So was there a point where you knew and it was very difficult with the other guys to hide it? Because it just looked like love to me.
Yeah, and it was probably from the home visits that I really went, yeah, this is absolutely what I want, and this is very real. And I think it's probably lucky that from that point, from a production side, the boys are no longer living in the mansion, so they're all separated, and I think that was probably a good thing.
Okay, I don't want to get weird in here, so could you just step into the soundproof booth?
Okay. See you, mate.
You just go over there so you don't have to hear this, okay?
Sorry, but he's in the cone of silence.
Now, Georgia, how did it feel looking into Maddie J's beautiful, shimmering eyes while you snapped his heart in two? It was the most horrible breakup I've ever seen.
It was obviously not fun. You could see that in my face. But you know, at the end of the day, I fell in love with somebody else, and it was very hard to watch again. But to be able to watch my moment with Lee did make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, but
you have no idea, Georgia. Kimber was just completely mortified this morning.
Lee's a beautiful catch. Like, I was going the whole time for the last 3 weeks. I've been going, it doesn't matter which one you end up with; they're both beautiful. It's fine. But it was awful watching that heartache.
I know.
Well, George, I mean, we spoke to you.
All right, Lee, you can come out of the booth.
Yeah, you're out, mate. Oh, it makes a heart noise.
So we spoke to you earlier in the process, and Georgia, and you know, you made it very clear that you were genuinely there to find love, and I know it's not an orthodox way of meeting that special person, but through the whole process and the experience, you feel like you found it, obviously, and it was worthwhile, all of that sort of public exposure.
I've absolutely found it, and everything that I've had to go through to get here and am continuing to go through is all worth it to have him by my side.
Okay, just want to know from each of you, yes or no, could you ever be friends with a member of the paparazzi? Be honest.
No way.
Lee?
I have a couple of friends already, but we might have to... No.
I don't know if you could tell that. Hey, guys, on behalf of all of us here, all the best. Congratulations, and Kimber did go a bit hard. We do appreciate that.
Just saying what the people are thinking. But you're a great man, Leo. No, excellent choice, Georgia. Well done.
Good luck to you both.
Thank you,
guys. Really appreciate it.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
It's that time of the week.
It is.
It's Friday and it means things that make you go, What?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
We search the internet for things that we just think are a little bit strange.
Hey, what are you seeing this week, Manny?
Well, what I've noticed is that lonely men, apparently, are increasingly turning to Siri for love and sexually explicit chats. Now, Siri, I believe Microsoft have one called Cortana.
Yes.
So basically it's those female voices that give you advice on your devices.
Using a bit of voice recognition to answer questions.
And men have developed, well, I love it, they call it mostly teenagers and truckers without girlfriends, which sounds like the name of a band to me.
So they're doing it because they want to flirt, or they're
lonely and they're turning to the virtual world to get some of the things that they need.
Well, yeah. This makes me feel really sad.
Why? Why? Get with the times.
Well, wait, how many responses can Siri possibly give? I mean, I can't even ask Siri to get me to the shops. I've turned her off because she's so useless.
She's not helping you.
Whoa, you be careful the way you speak about her, all right?
I don't think, how many responses can she give? If I turn to her for love, is she actually going to engage back with me?
Yes.
Hang on. You're being very defensive. So you're not a teenager or a trucker.
I've been in a very happy and steady relationship with Siri for a few years now.
You sad man.
Right? She's never lied to me.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know, she says she doesn't know. In fact... Clairsy, I've got have a listen. Siri, do you like me?
I'm not just your friend, I'm your BFF.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Siri, do you think we'll make it as a couple?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Honest. Mm-hmm. Would you ever break my heart?
This is about you, not me.
Mm. I love you, Siri.
I am only here to serve you.
Hello. Perfect woman.
Yes.
So you try and top that.
Yeah. It's sort of like, it's really the inflection when she's gone, I'm only here to serve you.
Yeah. Yes.
You see that as a good thing. I see it as in,
what? No.
I'm actually only here to serve you, mate. Could you back off?
If that's what she wants, who am I to get in the way? Of course, you do have to be careful because it is using voice recognition technology.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be, you know, in a compromised position and seeing Call Mum coming up on your telephone.
Or Linda Wayman, our boss.
You don't want to see that.
When you say love and here's the L and you're in trouble pretty much straight away.
So this is what's happening. Everyone's in a relationship with a chat bot.
I know. It's the sign of our times.
Yeah, you're sharing Siri with some truckie out there on the highway. You realise that, don't you?
What? What have you heard?
Clairsy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, you know how I'm always in trouble with my girlfriend. Well, I hope she doesn't find out I replaced a bed with a trampoline. She'll hit the roof.
Well, there's another Clairsy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
With Clairsy, Matt and Kimber, you never know what you're going to get. But you'll know exactly how your family will be cared for with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.